If you're a facilities manager at a warehouse and your HVAC system goes down, it can turn up the heat, literally. But don't sweat it, Grainger has you covered. Grainger offers over a million industrial-grade products for all your operations, including warehouse HVAC maintenance. And even better, they offer access to experts and fast delivery, so you and your warehouse can both keep your cool. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Need a few minutes to reset? Great Minds is a podcast from SBS that guides you through different meditation styles from around the world. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
In this bulletin, Australia in the middle of a baby recession with the cost of living crisis blamed for falling birth rates. Scientists say Australia's environment can be repaired using just 0.3% of GDP each year. And in sport, AFL coach Brad Scott calls to abolish the sub rule during head injury assessments. With all the latest from the SBS newsroom, I'm Katrina Stirrett. Australia is in the grips of a baby recession, which some attribute to rising cost of living pressures and economic uncertainty. A KPMG report shows the number of births across the country last year dropped to just over 289,000, the lowest recorded since 2006. Fertility rates were lowest in the CBD and inner city suburban areas. In Sydney, births fell by 8.6% from 2019 and in Melbourne by 7.3%. Tasmania was the only state or territory to see an increase in births, 2.1% compared to 4 years ago. Finance Minister Katie Gallagher says her government is trying to support those who choose to have children.
We need to make sure that we're making life easier for people, which is why some of the investments we've been putting in parental leave, in childcare to make childcare cheaper, but also dealing with some of those cost of living pressures. It means that people are in a position to make those decisions, whatever they may be, and we'll continue to be focused on that because that's the government's job. We can't control who has children and when. That's an individual decision, but we can make sure that we're trying to make life a bit easier for people.
A group of Australian scientists believe the national environmental crisis can be solved in the next 30 years. The Wentworth Group, made up of independent scientists and other professionals, released a blueprint which they believe can secure the long-term health of Australia's land, water and biodiversity. It calls for $7.3 billion to be invested each year, the equivalent of 0.3% of Australia's GDP. Scientists point out this is less than two-thirds of what the government reportedly gives in fossil fuel subsidies every year. University of Queensland Professor Martine Maron says Australia can turn around its environmental record.
Australia isn't just a biodiversity hotspot. We're also a world leader in extinction, in habitat destruction, and in environmental degradation. But we don't have to be. We can't bring back those species that we've already lost forever, but we can recover those that are at risk. We can repair our landscapes. We can return our rivers and coasts to health and safeguard the productivity of our soils. In fact, we must do these things, and we can afford to do them.
Over $100 million will be spent over the next 4 years to finalise and implement the recommendations of Australia's Multicultural Framework Review. The review, which took 12 months and heard from hundreds of people and community groups, made 29 recommendations. Dr. Hass Delal, chair of the Multicultural Framework Review, says the report sets a new standard for governments.
The report also sets a new benchmark for government on how to engage with community as a whole. It also reminds us that multiculturalism stems out of Australian democracy, which confers rights and is based on the premise that all people of Australia should have an overriding and unifying commitment to Australia and a shared responsibility to its interest and its future.
And in sport, Essendon coach Brad Scott has called for the AFL to abolish the sub rule as a way to alleviate pressure on doctors making concussion assessments. AFL club doctors are pushing for on-field head injury assessments to be banned and want league medical staff to instead rule on concussions during a game. Scott and Sydney coach John Longmire want head injury assessments to be treated in the same fashion as the blood rule, with play stopping immediately. But Scott, a former AFL football operations boss, is adamant the league ditch the sub rule and move to five players sitting on the bench instead to take the pressure off doctors from rushing head injury assessments and to ensure player welfare and safety. And that's all this evening's latest from the SBS Newsroom. I'm Katrina Stirrett.
You need parts? O'Reilly Auto Parts has parts. Need them fast? We've got fast. No matter what you need, we have thousands of professional parts people doing their part to make sure you have it. Product availability. Just one part that makes O'Reilly stand apart. The professional parts people.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Why do people want to be at work? To feel heard, appreciated, part of something, and to know there's a career path for everyone. Inclusive workplaces are linked to increased innovation, productivity, and employee satisfaction. Make your organisation a place where people want to be. For inclusion and diversity training, visit inclusion-program.com.au.